Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hollywood is bringing the drama.
Will Chris Harrison be forgiven after his new interview?
Why stars are rushing to Taylor Swift's defense, and Melissa Gorga's shocking confession about Teresa and Joe.
There's a part of me that thinks that if he were able to come home, she would have tried again.
Is at an all-time high in Hollywood. Today on Daily Pop, we are talking controversies and confessions. First up, Bachelor host Chris Harrison. Chris is headed to the hot seat on Good Morning America. As you all know, Chris made some controversial racial comments during a recent interview with Rachel Lindsay. A source connected to The Bachelor tells E! News that Chris wants to explain the actions he's taking to redeem himself. How do you think this is going to go?
Is it really going to be a hot seat if you're contracted by ABC and you're going on an ABC show?
Don't you think that makes the most sense that he would go in the family?
I think it makes the most sense for him and for the Bachelor franchise. But I look at times when, for example, when Jimmy Kimmel had the controversy with the blackface and the past sketches, mm-hmm. he didn't go to somebody in his own network.
Right.
He went and sat with Don Lemon, who held his hands to the fire. You yes. can't tell me that after all the money that this man has made for ABC, that they're not gonna have Robin Roberts or Michael Strahan
right.
give him a lob. Mm. They're probably gonna pre-approve the question.
But don't you think Robin Roberts and Michael Strahan wouldn't want to give him a lob? Don't you think they would want to not have that on them? Because think about it, they'll get just as much criticism as Chris might get.
Yeah, but it'll blow over. It won't be just as hard. I think Don Lemon, Gayle King, I think they're going to really ask some questions that he can't get out of. And what I'm saying is they might talk to him on the show, but if he doesn't answer the question, I don't think they'll go in another level.
By the way, this probably won't be live. This will probably be pre-taped as well. But Ooh. If I'm Robin Roberts or Michael Strahan, and Where the Money Resides tells me don't go too hard, even if you go hard, it's still gonna be nice on the editing room floor. Now,
I disagree. I think it's going to be live. I think they're going to do their best because of the pre-notion that people might be thinking he's going to get it taken easy on him because it's ABC. But listen, like, ABC took him off the show. I mean, they're not necessarily
for a night.
Like...
For a night.
Well, that was all that was left. They'd already shot the thing.
He lost his job for a night.
Because what else could they have done?
Well, they've been knowing this was going on. That wasn't a new story.
He lost a job for a night.
They could have taken him off a long time ago. This wasn't a new story.
This is a new story.
No, I'm saying what happened. What happened? You're saying what he talked about.
Yeah,
and said,
Rachel
and gave
Lindsay.
Rachel, and he gave an excuse. You're saying they took him off right then at that moment.
He hasn't. Everything that he's still on was already shot when this interview happened. So they're just having to let
because The Bachelor
air.
Was but, shot already.
Exactly.
Yes.
But from the point that they could control of what hadn't already been taped and done, they took him off. I mean, so if
but
he
at the end of the day, what is he going to say? I get what you're saying.
What would you want to hear him say?
I want to hear him say, I made a mistake, and I don't want to hear I wasn't educated and I need some more black friends. I don't want to hear all that. I wanted him to say, this is what happened. Maybe I didn't look at it like that. And just really own up to what he's done and what he's going to do in the future and what he can say to other people, what they should do. When we put our foot in our mouth, how we should come out and not be arrogant about it. There it is. I just had to, my brain just stopped.
Because you know it's a bull. You know, it's a BS.
Like, why am I talking for him?
Don't give him the answers to the test.
Why are you giving him the answers?
But it's not about what he's going to say. Chris Harrison, again, I don't think Chris should be fired for what he did. I think people should be put their hands held to the fire.
You just said he only got off for one night and you didn't feel like that was very much.
I think if I said something like that on this show, I would be suspended for probably a week, maybe two.
But
I would
go to. This show's live every day.
And that's fine. But if you're going to walk into The Bachelorette another season, have him sit out for one season of The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Have him like chill out for a minute. There's always this rush to come back in and say you're sorry. And it almost feels like you don't even really know what you're saying sorry for. You just know that you need to get out of hot water. And I just have an issue with ABC going to ABC. Why would I sit here and talk to you about something that I did over here if I made some racially, you know, insensitive comment?
Well, yeah, but I don't feel like it's a rush because I feel like he could have came out that next weekend if he wanted to rush. It's been a few weeks.
The truth is this. If they really want to do something, bring Rachel on.
Yes.
Bring them all on. But I will put Rachel Lindsay on and him and then let them talk about it right there and be the moderator.
It's not just what he said. It was also how he was talking to Rachel Lindsay that was not pleasant as well.
And that's why Rachel needs to be there to talk about, because you're right, they're going to be all easy about it. Well, what do you think? No, Rachel's going to say, no, I thought you were disrespectful. And there's another host, which I'm not going to mention her name, but she's on Nightly Pop. all hearsay. But he has not been nice to a couple of African-American women. Now, let Chris talk to me. Let him come on Daily Pop. I got something for him.
Let's talk about it.
That's what I'm saying. So bring Rachel on and let Chris talk to Rachel and let Robin or Michael, let them interview them. And that would be a better interview.
I would be down for that.
Yes, because now the truth is there. And Rachel's going to talk. She's going to tell the truth and she's going to ask the questions. That's an interview I want to see.
Come on, ABC.
ABC. Let's be real. Okay. This is going to get a lot of views. ABC ain't going to give that to a friend, right? It's like this is going to be rating central. No matter how this interview goes, whether it goes down
be
in flames
with Rachel
or whether it's the best interview we've ever seen, ABC knows everyone's going to be watching. There's no way they're going to say, NBC, you take it.
But by the way, but it's not about the ratings at this point.
That's what it is when it comes to
Chris
the Dodgers.
No, Chris Harrison.
Chris Harrison brings the ratings. Yes. But I think for ABC, if you're trying to save a franchise that's on this man's back, you got to stop thinking about the one day of ratings and think about the next 20 years of this show. The reason I think they're doing this, again, is so they can control the narrative, and I don't think that's the smartest move. America's going to forgive Chris Harrison, okay? It's happening. It's going to happen. It's already happened.
I mean, if he wants to save face, he needs to go ahead and hang out with Wendy Williams. Holler at me. You may get some pictures, photo ops, hang out with us so we can tell him what's happening. He need a good black woman in his life. All right, Chris, get it together.
Okay, Taylor Swift's friends and fans are still coming to her defense after she slammed the Netflix show Jenny and Georgia for making a joke about her. The joke was, what do you care? You go through men faster than Taylor Swift. Well, Taylor shot back writing, hey, Jenny and Georgia, 2010 called and it wants its lazy, deeply sexist joke back. How about we stop degrading hardworking women by defining this as funny? Taylor's BFF, Todrick Hall, had her back tweeting, Taylor has bigger balls than any man I've ever dated. I also want to point out her boyfriend, who hasn't, shown her public support.
Has big balls?
I actually like the tweet. That was like the first time he had liked her tweet since like 2016 or something.
He probably had no choice. She was probably like, are you going to like that tweet?
Right.
Are you?
Are you?
Will you do something? Here's the problem. What's that saying? If a tree falls in a forest and no one's there to hear
it,
does it make a sound?
Thank you.
I thought Jenny in Georgia was a sandwich shop outside of Atlanta. Honestly, I was like, Jenny in Georgia?
Okay.
I think I've been there for a roast beef. I had no idea that this show existed.
Really?
I had no idea what this show was about. Now, all of a sudden, because Taylor Swift retweeted this, and then Todrick Hall got on the bandwagon, this show is in the top 10 at Netflix. Netflix is not sorry for keeping that joke in. Yeah, the joke was stale. It was tired. I don't even know why they had it in there. But now this PR situation, you couldn't pay for Taylor Swift to
tweet
out
about your
this.
Show. Yes.
So I just think it's making it worse.
Backfired. Yeah, if she never brought it up, no one would have seen it because celebrities get joked on all the time. I was on a show, every joke was a fat joke. Okay? I mean, that's just was part of it. But not as a celebrity, but as a character, but I'm still a person. But it was always fat jokes. These are the jokes for the show. I mean, they kind of slacked off, you know, maybe by the fourth season. They were like, okay, Kim, we're going to quit.
With the jokes.
But this is what even comedians we talk about. To talk about celebrities, that is a thing.
Yeah.
That's a joke, and it's just a joke. And if Taylor Swift not mentioned it,
we would have never known.
Never even known. Because she mentioned it, now her fans jumped in. Just like, say something about Beyonce, and the Beehive is going to go crazy.
But Beyonce doesn't necessarily say something. You know, I don't know. I kind of understand if this is a narrative that's been going on about her since the beginning of time, and she's been with Joe for so long that she's kind of just like, when are y'all gonna stop making this joke? Is this like, let me have a new reputation?
Come on, she's.
And also, like, you know, she did do Miss Americana for Netflix. It's kind of like.
They also did pay her for that. It's not like she gave it to them out of the kindness of her heart. Like, it wasn't a charity thing.
Yeah.
Let me explain. So she's a megastar. She's had, what, 8 to 9 men in, you know, how many years? Come on. You're lucky she hadn't had 20.
And quality. But
okay.
By the way, quality.
Yes.
Look. I do agree with her.
Go Taylor.
I do agree with her. The joke was old. It was stale.
Yeah.
And I would be mad too. I just wouldn't have given the show that much clout. And the other problem is, and we're going to talk about this later, about breaking your relationships public. If Taylor Swift had dated Jake Gyllenhaal and we didn't know about it, if Taylor Swift had dated Harry Styles and we didn't know about it, if Taylor Swift had dated one of the Jonas Brothers, we didn't know about it, if you weren't putting it out there, if you weren't taking the strolls out in public and using that for your consumption and using that, not to boost your sales, but I'm saying to boost your celebrity, because I think a lot of times celebrities do that, we wouldn't know about those guys and we wouldn't be making the joke. So it's a double-edged sword.
We could be at 15 or 20. These are just the ones we know about.
They're just the ones we know about, okay?
You guys!
No, and I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad at her dating history. If I
That's
was 21 years old
I'm not
and
mad
I was
at her.
That beautiful
yes.
and that
I
rich.
Think we may, I think we exaggerated just because they're like so famous that we think it's so insane, but it's really not any different than I think all of us in our 20s. That's what you do. You date.
I agree with you. But by the way, rule of thumb, Taylor Swift, if a woman is not throwing a shoe at you at the Met Gala, you're not in a beef, okay? Like, you should not bring up a beef unless somebody throws a shoe at you.
Oh, jeez. All right, still ahead. Is it okay to have a sugar daddy or a sugar mama? The star who's all about it and wants you to try it as well. Plus, what's it like co-parenting with Bradley Cooper? Well, Irina Shayk is getting personal next.
It's so funny because when Todrick was in Hot Water.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Is it okay to date someone just for their money? and be open about it. Former mistress Rachel Yucatel of Tiger Woods' former mistress, sorry, is the spokesperson for SeekingArrangements.com, which is a dating website for people looking specifically for a sugar daddy or a sugar mama. Rachel says it's for people who want to be transparent about what they want in a relationship. So basically, you say up front you are using each other.
A lot of y'all are in some arrangements y'all don't know about.
Okay. A lot of us are in, and we do know about.
A lot of y'all are in arrangements y'all don't know about. I will say, firsthand experience, dating a rich man who is busy, who is older, is a lot harder than you think. It is a full-time job trying to make that person feel great, trying to make sure he is taken care of. It is 24/7. And like most jobs, you can apply and then you can talk about compensation. So I'm not mad at people.
But was that the agreement before starting, right, or was that just the understanding that happened after you started what you thought was gonna be a normal relationship?
But I think if I'm being honest with myself, look, I thought I could be with a sugar daddy. I really did. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna date this older man because he rich. I couldn't take the money. It would just haunt me too much. But I think
But you didn't take any money?
Huh?
I took the gifts.
All that work, I took the gifts.
Didn't take any money.
The lifestyle was fun, but it wasn't
for me. A lot of times it is in the form of gifts, right? Like a lot of times it's not so obvious.
Yes.
It's not like, here's your paycheck.
No, she's that talking about like a direct deposit. Yes. She's talking about a direct deposit.
But then it's more like, do you want to go on a trip to Paris?
Right.
Great.
I think it is.
While we're in Paris,
you
will sleep
car.
In my bed every day, right?
It just makes it better so you don't have to say, hey, daddy, my rent is due.
You've done it.
My car.
Speaking from experience.
My car, no. Yeah, I really don't like flying coach. I mean, it really is something. I just want to know, is this legal? Is this a legal thing?
I don't know.
It's a legal
question.
Thing.
Good, I'm signing up. Let me get that. I just want to make sure that was legal.
But think about how many girlfriends you know that married richer dudes and who were like, oh my God, it's just fate that we met. But really, they like to be financially stable. And I'm not mad. I'm really not mad at that hustle because I have friends who have married guys who weren't the cutest, weren't the nicest, but they felt like they needed that stability. That's an arrangement.
And I think everyone is getting what they want out of the deal. And because I know wealthy men and they're like, yeah, I like that little young girl, she's cute. And that's what he wants. He wants the trophy wife. And he's willing to give her all the things and lavish things. And let me tell you something my daddy did, because my daddy is watching right now. Hey, daddy, I remember my daddy always told me, you're an old man. He said, you always got to leave that little $200 on the desk.
No!
Yeah, my daddy said, you got to slip the $200 under the door before you go in.
Well, I'm trying to
Y'all
date your daddy.
Me,
I'm trying to date your daddy right now. Let me get your daddy's number.
You know, I guess there is something about being upfront about it. It's funny because I feel like my girlfriend was literally just showing me a DM she got from like a guy on Instagram being like, hey, honey, I'll pay you this if you'll just send me these pictures. It's just getting kind of gross, though.
But you know, it's better. Oh, yeah, what is the fans only thing? People pay for all kinds of stuff.
You better watch out for OnlyFans. They got mad at me last time I said something about them and they flooded my timeline.
Well, whatever. You know, I don't care. The truth is the truth.
It was her.
Okay? But I really think this is I think it's nice to be upfront about it. And even on the sugar mama, you know, we're all shamed. And look, I said, I'm sorry. When you're, you know, sometimes people need a little help with their rent or a car note. And this is the thing, no one is gonna say to you, look, I need some money. You know this young man needs some help.
100%.
You're looking at him. He's
25. And he's like
25, and his car is smoking.
Looking at you.
Yes.
And you're like, well, glad you made it over here. And he's like, well, my car wouldn't even start.
And you said,
hold on. Have you had yourself a little sugar baby?
The secret word, ladies out there, the sugar, yeah, for sugar mamas, is do you want a massage? That's
gonna
cost
here.
You. It's gonna cost you.
Get out of here.
Yes, you gotta tell the people the truth.
So
there's a website that you don't have to hide.
She is such a fool.
I don't know. I feel like it's a slippery slope. You just gotta be careful with this, and you gotta be careful who you're gonna do this with because it could get dangerous. I mean, it really can, depending on what kind of person you are signing up for. I mean, you don't know. Like, things can get, you know.
That's why you lay it out.
But then I don't know, but
certain
then you're getting like illegal here, right? Because you're getting into prostitution.
No. It's not prostitution.
That's what it is.
It's not prostitution.
Prostitution.
Let me tell you this.
There is a website.
I'm not sure like where the safe line is. I feel like you could get yourself in trouble with this.
Carissa,
I would not advise it.
Carissa, have you ever dated somebody where, and maybe you haven't, where you had a friend who dated somebody or married to someone and they give them a budget every month. Like, I can spend $10,000 a month. I can spend $5,000 a month. That's a written contract about what I'm going to provide for you.
No, it's not the same. Because that's family budgeting. That's like you're together, you're in your relationship.
If you're dating him and he's giving you $10,000 a month,
that's not family budgeting.
Let me tell you certain things.
You said married.
No, but that's
if you're married, I'm like,
okay,
it's
different.
A budget. It's a family budget. That's what that's called.
But if you're dating and a man is slipping you $10,000 a month, let me tell you something. It goes with
you
the contract.
Working.
You have to show up on time. You better look
working.
A certain way. You better work out. There's a whole lot of things that go with it. That's a contract, honey. That's why I make my own money.
Thank you.
Because I like to eat. And be late.
We have all been sex workers.
All right, everyone just be careful, okay? It can be slippery slopes, all I say. After the break, Scott and Amelia, Lucy and Skeet, which Hollywood couple should stay together and what should break up? We have got a lot to debate when we return.
That picture is the worst of him. Can we not use that photo?
I know my daddy is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. It is time for another round of Stay Together or Break Up. All right, starting off with Lucy Hale and Skeet Ulrich. They've been together for a couple months now. There is a 20-year age difference. They are keeping things casual, and sources say they hang out all the time. We've got our paddles. Do we want them to stay together or break up? Or what? Let's not say do we want. What do we think is going to happen?
I want them to join that website.
Seeking arrangements. I think Lucille's got her own cash right now. I think they would do it. I think it's going to happen.
It could.
I think it's going to happen for a while, but it's not going to go to this.
We need to change this.
I don't think we're going to get a ring.
We need to change the ring. We're going to get a happy couple years.
Yeah. Maybe a house. All right, Scott Disick, Amelia Hamlin, they were first linked around Halloween, even though that he's 18 years older. Sources say they are getting very serious. So what do you think? She seems to be all about him. Again, I don't think it's going to go to a ring, but I think for a while it's going to be here. It's going to be here for a couple years.
I think she's going to wake up one day and be like, do I really want three kids today?
Not three years. I take that back.
Yeah.
End of 2021.
I think
downfall.
They're not going to
have Christmas. It's going to go bye-bye.
I think we'll get one season.
He's going to be playing
Kardashians on Hulu with them, and then she'll be like, I got to go.
Right. He's going to be talking about some old stuff. She's not going to understand it. Playing different music. It's too much.
Okay. Keeping with the Kardashians, Kendall Jenner likes to keep her personal life private, but she went public finally with NBA star Devin Booker last month. Now, they're still keeping it mostly off the gram, but they seem happy. We're all for this one.
She is smart.
Yes,
she is kind. And she keeps her business to herself. Netflix won't be making jokes about it because we don't know who she is.
Well, we do now. And I think that they're going to be happy for a while because I think they've took the time to really get to know each other before they decided to open it up to the world.
Yes.
Grammy host Trevor Noah and Minka Kelly have kept their romance very low key. We first saw them together in August of 2020. They're now reportedly shopping for an place in LA together. I have liked this couple from the very beginning, and I will like them till the very end.
Yes.
Wait, what happened? Why'd you switch?
Uh-oh. Flag on the play.
Don't do that.
I'm gonna make a generalization.
Okay.
Girls that pretty are normally crazy.
I'm done.
Luckily, I'm not Minka Kelly pretty, so I'm just kind of crazy. Okay, up next, housewife Melissa Gorga is opening up about her marriage, the family drama in the Jersey Shore, and how she really feels about Teresa's new man. She reveals it all in our new interview next. Welcome back to Daily Pop. Justin just got Real Housewife Melissa Gorga to spill some serious family tea. Uh-huh. Tell me all about it.
She went there, honey, telling me about issues with her man and why she's not afraid to put Teresa in her place sometimes.
She apologizes to me about my daughter. I'll talk to her husband. Here's where I fear for Jackie, too. Jackie replied in anger. It was an analogy. She's like, I'm the one who got and somehow I'm apologizing.
Oh, my God.
It's like a f***ing broken record.
Call my husband and make everything better.
You were 100% wrong for saying it at the party instead of telling her.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I'm tired of this.
Really, guys?
I'm leaving. Go f*** yourself. I'm serious.
Oh, my God. I was watching that scene sweating for you because sometimes it's so hard to go against family even when you know they're wrong. How hard is it for you to, like, tell Teresa, like, you may be wrong in this one?
I mean, that's the story of my life, constantly trying to figure out how to tell Teresa I don't agree with her without her thinking that I'm going against her, like, and the fam. You know, it's always been difficult for me. So, it comes down to it. We've been on this show long enough. It's not even about that anymore. It's about what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And whether you're my sister, my best friend, or my husband, when you're wrong, you're wrong.
Well, that happens this season where Joey and Teresa get into it. I know a lot of women go through this a lot of the times where they know that their husband is wrong. I wonder, do you call your husband out in public or do you wait for you to get home and say, you know what, babe, I think you were a little wrong?
I tend to do that more at home just because I'm not looking to embarrass him. I want it to, like, hit home, and I want him to know that, like, you know, I'm not trying to put it on blast ever, but sometimes it happens, especially when we're filming, like, and tensions are high. And, you know, Joe and I actually go through it a little bit this season too, which is crazy because it's, like, just new. I feel like there's a lot going on just in our relationship too.
Careful what you say because I'll never talk to you again.
How long have you guys been married?
16 years.
Okay, that is daunting to me because I feel like 16 years with the same person is kind of sort of like it would be a challenging thing. How do you guys stay connected? And how, because a lot of times women grow into themselves later on in their marriages. How do you keep yourself alive in that relationship and not lose yourself behind your husband?
I think that's pretty much a classic case of what's going on here. I have been with Joe since I was 24 years old. So you grow a lot from 24, you know, I'm 40 now. So my life is different. My wants are different. I want to work more. I feel like, you know, I originally signed up to be a stay-at-home mom. I never accepted a teaching job. I have a BA in teaching. I actually graduated college to be a teacher,
you know?
Yeah, and somehow I ended up on reality TV, but I feel like, you know, things change and, you know, it's sometimes hard for men. They want to keep everything the same. They don't want to see you go. They like this, even with his daughter, he wants her to stay the same. It's just a natural thing. And so we're naturally just kind of going through it. And we're just showing real life of what's happening over here. We're not hiding it. We're being very real with it. I know we're not the only ones who have a bump in the road. At 16 years being on reality TV for 10 of those years, we're doing a really damn good job.
For sure. And it's all about just trusting yourself and talking and communicating.
Yes.
Speaking about communicating, honey, Teresa came on the show 2 weeks ago and told me all about her Latin lover and how much fun she's having and how good he is and how he can dance so he can do the da-da-da-da.
You gotta get yourself some brown sugar. That's what I call him. He's my brown sugar.
Seeing Teresa with her new dude, ever think that the day would come that Teresa would split from Juicy Joe?
You know, no, there was a point that I was like, she's never gonna leave. Like, it's just never gonna be. She's so traditional and old school that it's like marriage is marriage. And even if you're not happy, you stay. And I think it just got to the point where obviously she was forced to, because he literally cannot be here. Otherwise, I have to be honest with you, I almost feel like if he came home, she would still be with him. There's a part of me that thinks that if he were able to come home, she would have tried again. I do think that, but I'm happy for her. She really likes this new guy. I want Teresa to be happy. You know, it's like, I'm so sick of talking about all the other nonsense anyway, and the negatives and the sadness. It's like, let's talk about fun things together. Let's double date. Let's like enjoy life.
And by the way, you are so happy Teresa's happy, because when Teresa's not happy, she makes your life miserable.
There you go. See, you're picking up what I'm putting down over here.
But that's what we do to sisters. We have siblings. We always make our siblings the most miserable.
Yeah, like I just walk in the room, she's like, I feel like I'm happy she's happy. All jokes aside, I'm happy she's happy.
Well, we miss you and we love having you on the show. You guys, The Real Housewives of New Jersey airs tonight on Bravo. You do not want to miss this season. I say this every season, but every season it gets better and better. You do not want to miss this.
Speaking facts right there. When sister's happy, you're much happier. All right, coming up, Meghan Markle accused of bullying, how she's responding today. Then it's our new interview with Heidi Klum, why she was hesitant to let her daughter model. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It is time for the Hollywood Minute. 14 months after the tragic losses of her husband Kobe and daughter Gigi, Vanessa Bryant did her first full interview with People magazine. In the issue out Friday, Vanessa says some days the grief brings her to her knees. She adds the pain is unimaginable, but you just have to get up and push forward. And she does that to make the days better for her girls. She is so strong. Thinking of her. Meghan Markle's team is calling new claims of bullying an attack on her character. The Sunday Times had published two stories yesterday alleging from unnamed sources that Meghan bullied royal staffers to tears, with two assistants even leaving the palace over her alleged treatment. And parenting or co-parenting? It's all the same to Irina Shayk. In the new Elle, when asked about co-parenting with her ex Bradley Cooper, Irina says she never really understood that term. She adds, when I'm with my daughter, I'm 100% a mother. And when she's with her dad, he's 100% her dad. Co-parenting is parenting. Good point. And that's your Hollywood Minute. Heidi Klum, Sofia Vergara, and Simon Cowell are always looking for new stars on America's Got Talent, but it turns out they have some young talent in their own families. Heidi told us why she's finally letting her daughter hit the catwalk.
She's been begging me for years, and now her being 16, almost 17, I said, fine. She opened a German Berlin Fashion Week. I've seen her walk in heels around the house, but never really professionally. It's kind of different when all of a sudden you look at your child like that, you're like, wow, who is this?
I'd like it to be my side of the camera, you know, like, or that side of the desk. Having said that, he actually has got a genuinely amazing ear for music, and he's funny and he does impersonations. So maybe it will happen.
Sophia's son, I follow on Instagram. Sophia's son should have his own show as a chef. I don't know if you've ever had an opportunity. He's amazing.
I taught him everything I knew.
Yeah.
You don't cook. You do nothing in the kitchen.
That's true. Dessert. Well, you don't know how to boil an egg, Sophia. Sorry.
But I was supportive and, you know, I bought all the goods so that he could learn. Yeah, I helped.
Hey, that counts totally. It's hard to believe that when America's Got Talent returns to NBC in May, it will be 15 years since it first hit the air.
I was like 5 years old when ABC started, and I grew up on it. You know what I mean?
I cannot wait just to see the auditions and who shows up. And I think just by virtue of what the world is right now, it's going to be crazier than we've ever seen before. I know I'm crazier than I've ever been. So that's the world has to come.
We all know that, Howie.
I'm with you, Howie.
All right. Well, here's a new headline for you. Dr. Seuss is being canceled. Well, six of his books are. Dr. Seuss Enterprises announced they're no longer publishing them because of racist and insensitive images, saying in a statement that these books portray people in ways that are hurtful and wrong. The company made the decision after listening to feedback from a panel of experts, including educators. What do you all think of this move?
I've always been a Dr. Seuss fan, and I have a 10-year-old, and I have all the Dr. Seuss books, but obviously not the ones they're pulling, because I didn't see any of them, and they're going to be collector's items. You know, for me, when I read this story, I'm tired of the cancel culture. I know there's reasons, but I think about the past. I think about Gone with the Wind, and I know people are going to be like, Kim, why would you say that? But what happens if you erase the past,
You can't learn from it.
Cannot learn from it. And then it's gone. We'll have a whole new generation that won't know what people went through, how people even thought back then. You know, or even the actresses, if we look at Gone with the Wind and we see that we only could get roles as a maid. There was no other, you know, black people. You could be a butler.
You can't see the evolution.
Yes, you cannot see that. You better go with that word.
We are in simpatico.
Yes, you cannot
today.
See the evolution.
This reminds me when I was like in seventh grade, I went to a very predominantly all-white school. There was a few black kids in our class, and we read Huckleberry Finn. And the big thing about Huckleberry Finn was, in the book, they used the N-word. And it was, should these kids be reading this? Should these kids not be reading this? I will say, it was one of the first times that race had ever come up in a classroom for me, and it opened a dialogue about why that word was used, why it shouldn't be used, and why it was printed in the past. So for me, I feel like, yes, let the originals come through, but also let's reprint them with ways and with depictions of people that are not only accurate, but that are not racist.
Yeah.
So that kids can see, all right, this is what it went from, and this is the proper way to represent this culture.
I get a little nervous with the children's books because I do think that some of our white supremacist thoughts come from maybe things that we were inadvertently taught and not exactly were nail on the head, but maybe we did see these things in children's books and maybe, you know, it took somebody not pointing it out and saying, well, this was incorrect. And if maybe somebody would have pointed out and said, this is really not a good representation of how life really is, honey, but we can read this book. But if nobody pointed that out to you, that may be something that like stuck in my mind that I didn't even realize it did.
It should be used as a teaching moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Up next, what is intuitive eating? A celeb nutritionist who stars like Jennifer Garner and Jessica Alba is here to break down the popular diet trend. Don't go anywhere.
Yes, white supremacy.
So I've been seeing this term all over online and I didn't know what it meant. It's called intuitive eating. So we called holistic nutritionist and celebrity health coach Kelly Levesque here to break it all down.
Hey guys.
What is this new phrase?
First of all, most people would just Google it. You have to call in an expert to tell you about it.
I don't trust anyone but Kelly. I don't.
Yeah, it's actually the rejection of diet culture. It's that no foods are off limits. There's no good and bad foods. You can eat anything you want. And it's a movement to get you in touch with your hunger, your cravings, and to really get in touch with who you are and what you like.
Okay, so, that sounds scary for me whenever all I want is candy bars and donuts. So talk to me.
That's the problem with, yes, me too.
Yeah, so I think personally as a nutritionist, there needs to be a little science behind that. So for example, donuts. Let's say we started our day with a donut. Our blood sugar is gonna spike for 90 minutes. 90 minutes later, we're gonna start that crash. What are we gonna want? More sugar and carbohydrates.
You're right.
So we would intuitively be eating an apple, a sugary yogurt, or something that would bring us back up. So I think as long as you know the science, you can enjoy that donut and say, hey, I really feel like a donut today. But knowing that I'm gonna probably crash a few hours later and I might need some protein to re-regulate my blood sugar and something a little more balanced.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So what is this right here?
So I love blood sugar balance because I think if your blood sugar is balanced, whether it be through a smoothie, through a meal, you can make really healthy choices naturally. So I created a formula for a blood sugar balancing smoothie that can taste like dessert. So this is
after we do the donut to bring us back down to normal, this is where we would go.
Exactly. So I just coach clients to say, hey, if you want to indulge, absolutely do that. But just let's follow it up with a little bit of protein. So
don't go down a downward spiral the whole day. Yes. If you guys want to make this recipe with us, go ahead and grab your phone, scan the QR code, and you'll see the full recipe. Okay, let's get started.
Let's get going. So first and foremost, you need liquid for any smoothie. We have 1.5 to 2 cups of nut milk. You can use almond milk, coconut milk, hemp milk, oat milk, whatever you feel like. Just watch out for sugar.
Yeah, unsweetened.
Right, unsweetened. And then you want a little bit of protein. So we have chocolate collagen here.
Ooh.
So this is a chemical-free extraction. Be Well by Kelly Levesque chocolate
protein. It's the best, you guys. It's so good.
I'm sending you guys home with these.
Yes.
So we have protein. You want to aim for about 20 grams. That calms hunger hormones. And then you want some fat. So we have 1 to 2 tablespoons of nut butter.
Mm.
You can use almond, cashew, walnut.
Can I just do peanut? Like, because I'm a peanut butter guy.
That's just like my husband, Chris. He loves peanut butter. And my boys do, too. So definitely, you go for it. You have
Should
to
you buy
there
the,
you are, intuitively eating.
Should you buy the sugar-free, like not the like kid peanut butter probably?
You know what? I love peanut butter, but you do not need the sugar and you don't need the added oils. You should look for something with nuts and salt. No problem.
Done.
Yeah, if you want a no-stir peanut butter, Wild Friends is great. It's double ground, so it's soft. So this is chia, flax, and hemp. This
Ooh,
is the
girl,
fiber.
get that yes. belly movement.
So protein, fat, and fiber regulate your blood sugar. They support that balance you're looking for. 1 to 2 tablespoons of fiber is all you need. What's so this? If you'd like to add psyllium husk, that's a different type of fiber.
You are really trying to get it moving today, girl. I am Ed. Yeah,
I'm like, that's a lot of fiber.
Wait, and the spinach?
A little bit.
So then we want a handful of greens. We want our smoothie to be full of produce. So a handful of leafy greens. We're adding spinach today. Great source of magnesium, potassium. If you want added fat to feel full, you can add avocado or just some frozen berries. So blueberries are a great source of polyphenols. So we really just want, we want the good stuff from whole foods in this shake. And then we blend it up and enjoy.
Okay, guys.
All right, let's
Here we
do
go.
It.
Let's do it.
Love your Fab Four smoothies. You have so many recipes in your book so that you can try a different one every single day and not get sick of it.
Oh my God. This
so
is
good.
Dessert.
I'm telling you.
If you want to make this at home, again, you can get the recipe by using your camera on your phone to scan the QR code and make sure to pick up a copy of Kelly's latest book, Body Love, a Journal, and also try her new protein powder. It's amazing. Up next, Amy Poehler's new confession about Angelina Jolie, plus the one thing she won't do with her fans. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
This is epic.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah, it's really good.
A protein powder.
Tastes like cookies. Yeah.
When mothers support your dream, it feels really good. And my mom definitely did that. You know, my parents have been so supportive of everything I've done and like my biggest cheerleaders. And it really, really feels great to get that love and support and unconditional love from your mom.
Aww. That's so true. We're celebrating Fierce Women all month long in honor of Women's History Month. All right, keeping with Amy, she seems like she could be your best friend. Like, I want her to be my best friend. And people kind of treat her like she is. But as she told Dax Shepard on his Armchair Expert podcast, she's not exactly looking for a new bestie.
If Angelina Jolie's in the room, it's not like people go up to Angelina Jolie. They go, yeah. Oh my God, Angelina Jolie is here. Oh my God, oh my God. But when you're a person that people have in your living rooms, they feel like they know you, they go up to you and they're like, you do the thing. I don't take pictures with anybody.
Right.
I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
But it was a very, very hard process to get there.
Yeah.
Because I wanted people to feel good. Who am I to say no to this?
I'm surprised to kind of hear that.
Did she say she doesn't take pictures?
She doesn't take pictures.
But she used to. There was a process.
There was a process.
Yes.
But she eliminated it. I knew another celebrity who was like, hey, can we just enjoy this moment, this 60 seconds interaction instead of worrying about getting the camera out? And I think a lot of celebrities do the same thing. But I think once you start to take that first photo, you can't stop then.
Right. You have to stop, and it's being approachable. She's approachable. That's why you think she is. And Krista, I must say, you are wearing that top today, girl.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, I had to say that.
You look Minka Kelly fierce.
Yes, very
crazy.
Pretty.
But I'm wearing this every day, everybody.
No, you're not.
I'm re-wearing it. Listen, I love Amy. I get a little saddened to hear sometimes whenever, like, one of my favorite celebrities doesn't want to be approached. I totally think it's all about boundaries in the sense of, like, they look like they're having a nice dinner with their husband, like, don't interrupt them. But if you, like, happen to walk by them at Ralph's, at the grocery store,
let me tell you,
can you not say, like,
no, look at her. No,
she's working the show tonight because we told her the top was cute.
I know, because I'm like,
people get out of control.
Like, sweet, hi.
You know, we should give rules to people. You got 3 seconds. If you have a 3-second rule, take the picture and move on. People want to touch you. They want to get in your space. And then if you're mean, they tweet about you. You're not mean. I just want to live a normal life. I work all day. And just a quick, my father told me after a while, he said, when we're out to dinner, you cannot take pictures with your fans.
Your dad put down the law.
He put down the law. He said, it's enough.
Oh, so he has a strong hand and a strong wallet. Call me.
Is he single?
I like older
men. All right,
men.
Tomorrow, you guys, we have a Selling Sunset exclusive. Christine Quinn is going to speak out for the first time about her pregnancy. Have a good one. See you tomorrow.
Otis, call me.
I'm going to wear this.
What's your dad's name?
Otis William.
William.